What if everything you have deemed as impossible really was possible? What have you known and believed was possible your whole life? You just didn't know how to actualize it. Come and discover a world of infinite possibilities on Outside the Impossible with Venus Castleberg. On this show, we will share pragmatic tools to create the life and living you truly desire. And now, your host, Venus Castleberg.
Hi, welcome back. I still can't quite get over the introduction thing. That's pretty cool. So, if you listen to or were here with us the last couple weeks, we've been talking kind of about like dreaming of the impossible, like all the places where we think something's impossible, and so we stop dreaming about it. And just some steps to actualizing what's impossible. And that is our show today. We are talking about actualizing the impossible. You know, there's a tool in Access Consciousness that I like to use quite a bit. And I thought today that maybe we'd start the show with that. I'm not, again, I've said it before, but I'm not here to convince you of anything. I'm not here to sell you on anything. I'm just here to share some tools that have worked for me and brought me more joy and ease and possibility in my life than I ever imagined. And if they can contribute to anyone else out there, awesome. And if not, oh well. So I really appreciate you being here. And I wanted to start today with like deepest barriers down, even the ones we don't know about. You know, barriers keep us from what's possible. We think that barriers are actually protecting us and they're shielding us. And what is actually the case is they keep us separate. They keep us from the things that we desire in life. They keep us disconnected from others. They keep us disconnected from the earth. They keep us disconnected from possibilities and questions and choice. So today, I just wanted to start with the invitation to just deepest barriers down, even the ones we don't know about. And you create them so you can uncreate them. You can push them down, pull them down, shove them down, blow them up, whatever, however you want to do that. And I invite you to do that because I know that in that space of when we take our deepest barriers down, there really is a sense of knowing. And connection to oneness, connection to it all. And that's what the start of actualizing the impossible is all about, is just the knowing that it's possible. And not doing everything in our powers to actually keep ourselves from separate from it. So I was going to talk about it a little bit later in the show. It's funny, it's coming up right now. But most of us, and I'm no exception, like everything I share with you, I've been through, I've worked through, or I'm still working through. So I definitely have not arrived anywhere. I'm a work in progress, and I'm using these tools every day and just like to share them. But one of the things that happens is there's this belief, it's pretty general belief globally, we could even say, is that if it's not a struggle and it's not hard and it doesn't take a lot of work, then it's not valuable. And like there must be something wrong with it because it didn't take a lot of effort to actualize it. It didn't take a lot of effort to have it come to you with ease. A great example of that was years ago. I mean, I've been in alternative healthcare for 20 years. And I started with massage and hypnotherapy. And, you know, truthfully, I was believing that I was broken and I needed to be fixed. And so I searched all these modalities to try to fix me. And then obviously it filtered over into like creating a business and helping others. I don't believe that I need to be fixed anymore, and I no longer believe other people need to be fixed. And there was a time when I really believed that I had something to offer, and I really wanted to give it away. I was like, I have these tools and they can help you. And I guess maybe that's the difference, is a lot of people don't really want help. And again, I was probably coming at it from, I can fix it. And so maybe that repelled people a little bit. But I remember going, I want people to have these tools. And this was before Access. So this was all the other tools that I've learned along the way. I'm like, I want them to have these tools. And it was funny because I decided to open my business, make my business a donation-only business. I really just wanted to gift it back. I was like, and I cannot tell you how shocked I was that nobody called and nobody came in. I mean, there were a few, but even them, there was a limit to how much they could receive from me. There was a limit to, even their belief in what I had to offer. There's something about, like, if there's not a monetary value to it, it's not as valuable. And I know that that's not true. And I also know that I'm, you know, like, I'm gifting this radio show in just the desire to share. And so everywhere where you bought the lie that it has to either cost you a ton for you to be able to receive it, or it has to be a ton of work and hard and struggle and strife and bleeding from the eyes, would you destroy and uncreate that times a godzillion? Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And again, the clearing statement is just a bunch of acronyms for energies, layers of energies that are cleared when I ask a question. And if you'd like to learn more, you can go to theclearingstatement.com and read all about it. Dr. Dane here even talks about it, does a little video on it. Anyway, so if it's not hard and it's not a struggle, and there isn't this like serious effort, there's this belief that it's not valuable enough, that it's not, that life, for some reason, most of us have bought the lie that life can't be that easy. And I'm actually here to tell you it can. Actualizing the impossible can be easy if you let it. And the key is you. You can actualize everything you desire in your life through pain, suffering, and you can also actualize it all in your life with ease, joy, and glory. The mantra of Access Consciousness is, all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. If you said, all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory 10 times in the morning and 10 times at night, your whole life would change in ways you could never imagine possible. So we started today with the deepest barriers down, even the ones we don't know about, to just invite a little bit more of that ease. Did you perceive? Did you notice there was a little bit more like, huh, I can relax. Oh, I can. It's okay. I'm not constantly on the defense. I'm not constantly fighting against something. I'm not constantly trying to protect myself from something. If you don't have your barriers up, you have access to total awareness. And total awareness, what do you think is safer? A world of barriers or a world of total awareness. If you're in total awareness of everything all the time, then you know instinctively when to go down a alley and when to avoid it. When it's not a good idea to go on a motorcycle ride and when it's going to be a beautiful day on the back of a motorcycle. So you have all of that knowing inside of you, and we tend to block it, to try to not just protect ourselves, but somehow also it's that, like, not wanting to seem too powerful, not wanting to seem too brilliant, not wanting to know too much. And that's, you know, not really acknowledging the gift that you are, not acknowledging the amazing being that you are, and that you always know that you know, even when you don't want to know. Now, true, awareness does often give you awareness of things you don't really want to know. Like, it's not always fun to find out that your loved one's cheating on you, or, you know, that maybe one of your parents passed away, or, you know, that's not always the fun awareness to have. And yet, how much more is available if you really tapped into your own knowing? If you knew that you knew? And how much quicker and easier might the actualizing of all the things that you've already deemed impossible might actually become possible? And the actualizing of it with ease and joy and glory. So thank you for those of you who did take your deepest barriers down, and even the ones you don't know about, even that created some ease over here, because that's a greater, you can receive more of maybe what I have to say, or not. And again, if it's light for you and it lights you up and it creates greater ease in your life, awesome. And if it doesn't and it's heavy, then it's a lie for you, then throw it away. Like, and that's awesome too. Like, really, I'm here to, like, encourage you to know that you know what's best for you, and that know that you have the power to actualize everything in your life that you've ever asked for, and so much more. There's so much more that the universe desires to gift you. So on that note, I wanted to talk a little bit about judgment. And so resistance and reaction to something, or aligning and agreeing with something, they're all judgments. And the reason why I share that is because judgments kill what's possible. Allowance is everything is just an interesting point of view. And not making it right or wrong, not making it good or bad. So everywhere where you've made everything in life either right or wrong, good or bad, and that you're constantly looking for either how you can align with it or how you can reject it, would you destroy and uncreate that times a godzillion? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. It doesn't matter if it's positive or negative, it's still judgment. And most of us, of course, are looking for positive judgment. So basically that means we're looking for people to agree with our choices. We're looking for people to confirm our choices. We're trying to make sure that we feel like we're making the right choice rather than just choosing. What if there was no right choice? There was just choice. And again, choosing your choice creates your reality. Your beliefs create your reality. You choose something and then you can see how that impacts your life. And if you don't like the way that it impacts your life, choose something different. But you don't need anybody else to agree with you. You don't need anybody else to align with you. Your choices are your own. Your choices are it's your life. It's you're the only one that can make the choices that are best for you. Nobody else can do that for you. and nobody else is going to do it for you. You know how much we think about, like, oh my God, that person's thinking bad of me. Most of the time, 99.9% of the time, people are too worried about what's going on in their lives to have any concern about what you're doing with yours. So, and even if they did, and even if they voiced it, it doesn't matter. It's not their life, it's yours. So everywhere where you haven't been willing to choose a life and a living that works best for you, regardless of what anybody else thinks, whether anybody else aligns and agrees, or even, you know, how much do we try to create our lives in resistance and reaction? Would you destroy and uncreate at times a godzillion? Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and meons. We usually want somebody else to tell us we're doing the right thing. And then if you have somebody else telling you that you're doing the right thing, at least then if it doesn't work out, you can blame it on them if it doesn't work out. So, and you also don't have to claim how powerful you really are and how aware you really are, because you can blame it on somebody else. It's like their fault, or they're the ones that told me to do this and I did it and it didn't work out. Well, how many of you have done that and then known that it wasn't going to work out long before it didn't work out? Like, you already knew long before. I'd love to hear from some of you. If you have any questions, please call 202-570-7057. I'm going to take a short break. Talk to you shortly.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
What is magnificent about you that you've never acknowledged? Are you ready to let your own light shine? What if you were 1,000 times more potent and powerful than you give yourself credit for? What if there was a monthly call that is designed specifically to empower you to be all you can be? Would that be fun for you? Venus Castleberg is now offering a Magnificence monthly membership for only $50 a month. Mention this ad and receive 50% off. To register or for more information about the membership, events, and services, please go to www.venuscastleberg.com. Is now the time to be different?
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hello, welcome back. I was talking about actualizing the impossible and how we rely on other people for judging ourselves as like we're doing the right thing. What's the you know, somebody telling us, yes, that's what you should be doing. That's the right thing for you. And you're the only one that knows what's best for you. I used to rely on psychics and clairvoyants. And a lot of them were my friends, because I'm also a clairvoyant medium, I guess. So I would go to them, I'd have this awareness of something for myself, and then I would go to them and I would look for confirmation, you know, and I would look for them to confirm my knowing. And they almost always did. But what I realized that was doing for myself was I really wasn't trusting myself. I wasn't trusting my own knowing. I was believing that somehow somebody else knew what was best for me. And now I'm the only one that knows what's best for me. And it may not make sense to anybody. It usually doesn't. I mean, I make a lot of pretty bold choices and moves in my life. And most of the time people don't get it. They don't understand. They're like, why are you doing that? What, you know, what's the point of that? And I don't regret any of them. Even the choices that didn't turn out the way that I wanted them to, or I thought they were going to, I still don't regret them. So I gained so much awareness out of those choices, even the stuff that was hard, that was really hard. And I've come to trust myself. I've come to learn to be okay with my choices, even if nobody else aligns and agrees with them. I end up usually with more resistance and reaction to my choices, just because people don't necessarily like change. Not everybody likes change, but I do. I love change, and I'm here for change. I'm here to change the planet. I'm here to contribute to making it a better world, and that's not normal, but that's okay. So what are the things that you came here for in this lifetime on this planet at this time? And are you doing that? Are you moving in that direction? Are you choosing for that? So remember, a couple episodes ago, we talked about dreaming about the impossible, like all the places where you stop dreaming and you stop dreaming big. Well, dreaming and writing it down is the first step. And then you do have to be in action. You do have to start doing things. So there's action steps. And putting your sails up. There's a great writer, inspirational speaker. His name's Andy Albright, and he calls it doing the do. And I always think that's really funny, but at the same time, it's like there is stuff that you have to do. And I talked about it more at length in the last episode about being in action. And doing, not doing to distraction, but doing to create greater in your life. And then the universe will steer you. You will be steered by just taking one step in front of the other, by being out there in the world, by putting yourself out there. And sometimes the steering, I'll just speak for my own life, it never looks the way that you think it will. And it often, it can be a little, if you're following your awareness, it can be a little bit jarring at times. So, for instance, for me, even just recently, I've been asking, you know, where can I contribute greater? What can I be doing? What else can I be adding to my life? And I got the awareness that it was time to move. And the truth is, where I live, I love where I live. And at the same time, I can also tell there's something greater out there. And so it doesn't necessarily, the awareness, the wisdom, whispers of the universe don't necessarily guide you in to the places that you would like to go all the time. And if the universe is conspiring for you, which is something I say all the time, then it's going to work out far greater than you ever imagined. So actualizing the impossible really does have a lot to do with letting go of the what it's supposed to look like, the where, the when, the how. Like, none of those are your job to figure out. That's the universe. Your dream, and we'll go back a little bit because I think this is important here. Consider that the dreams that we had you write down a couple of episodes ago was like asking for more than you've ever imagined possible. But would you also be willing now to maybe take a glimpse at that list, and not from the focus on it kind of a thing, but what is it that you think that those things are going to give you? So if you had $1 million, what do you think $1 million would give you? If you think you had the relationship you've always wanted, what do you think that that would give you? There's an energy, there's a way, there's something about that that you think it would give you. So I'll use $1 million, for example, because money can be a thing for people. There's a lot of waiting around for the money to show up to be able to choose. If I have $1 million, then I can make a choice. I can choose my life. I can create my life. Actually, creating your life is what eventually creates $1 million, not the other way around. The $1 million doesn't give you choice. Choice gives you $1 million. So, but if you had $1 million, what is it that you, what's that feeling? What is that energy that you think that that would give you? So a lot of people, it's just freedom, you know? For me, it's more choice and more possibilities. I know that that's all money is for me, more choice and more possibilities. And the ability to change other people's lives. Those are the things that I believe money would give me. Well, can you also see that I can have those things right now? I have more choice. I have more possibility. I can contribute to others, changing other people's lives right here, right now. I don't need $1 million in my bank account to actualize that. So if you look at what is it, what is underneath the targets and the things that you put out there that you said you say you want, that you desire? What is the why? Why do you want those things? And if you get the why you want those things, then actualizing those things, you may often find out that you already have them. I know. Too easy. It's not hard enough. It's not struggle enough. You're not climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. You know, it's not, you know, the biggest mountain to climb and the hardest, steepest hill, right? What if you, the thing that you've put out there as someday I'll have that, what if you already have it right now? And I like to say, actualizing the impossible is acknowledging what you already have. Because you already have those things that you think are out there someday for you. And yeah, sure, money, more money, we'll even just say more money, would give you more choice and more possibilities and more lives you can impact. At the same time, how do you change where you are is by being grateful for where you are right here, right now, for what you have already. And it's not out there someday. It's already right here. So actualizing the impossible is acknowledging what you already have and being grateful for it. Being grateful. Be grateful for the money you do have in your bank. And the gratitude and the acknowledgement becomes a magnet to actualizing more, to bringing more into your life. So being grateful for what you already have, even if it's only a dime you found on the ground. Wow, thank you, universe. There was a great money motivational speaker I went to probably, 15 years ago or something like that. I can't remember his name, but he's the guy, is it T. Harv Eker? Might be. Anyway, I apologize if I don't remember the right guy, but he had a thing, like he would find change on the ground and he'd be like, I'm a money magnet. But his enthusiasm for finding money, even the smallest amount, a penny, a dime, he said he would often find a ton of change like at the airport check-in because everybody's emptying their pockets and money change falls everywhere. And he would find the change and he would pick it up and he'd be like, I'm a money magnet. And his enthusiasm caused him to be more of a magnet. To magnetize to himself more, but he was grateful for everything that he found. So what if you could be that way? Could you be grateful for everything that you find, everything that you already have, even the person that you already are, from where you are, not from you're broken, something needs to be fixed, you have to you have to conquer all these mountains first, and then when you've bled enough and you've suffered enough, then you can have everything that you've ever dreamed of. What if it's easier than that? Would it be valuable enough? Would you be willing to acknowledge the value of it, even if it wasn't that difficult to achieve, if it wasn't that difficult to actualize? And anything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy it and create it times a godzillion? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and neons. Cool. And, also, what if it didn't matter what people thought of you? What would you be willing to choose if it didn't matter what people thought? Would you be willing to choose it anyway? Maybe just for you, just for fun, and never even tell anyone. Like, you could choose a whole lot if you didn't tell anyone. But if you tell everybody your secrets or the things that you're creating in your life, most people will throw some judgment or energy at you that has you not believe in it or go for it. Like the acknowledging of yourself, the acknowledging of what you've already created. And you don't have to tell anybody that. You don't have to get their validation. You don't need to get them to align and agree. You don't need them to actually verify that you're valuable and that you achieved something. The only person that needs to acknowledge you is you. The only person you need to value you is you. The only person you need to validate you is you. So everywhere where you've looked to other people for validation, to see if you were right, to be valuable, to be important, would you now destroy and uncreate at times of God's second? Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, bottle, nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. And if we're a little bit of a side note, but so now we can move into a little bit more of the action steps, acknowledging where you are, acknowledging how far you've come. Can you even just look back in the last 10 years, 5 years, a year? How much have you changed in a year? How much has changed in the world in a year? So much. Can you acknowledge those little things, the little steps, the little achievements, the things that you have accomplished, the things that you have changed? And again, it becomes a magnet for more. So acknowledgement, gratitude, so much gratitude for where you have been and where you are now will just create the momentum to keep moving forward. And then you don't have to sit around and wait for other people to approve of what you're choosing or not choosing. You can know that you've changed something in your life and that you're going for more change and you're going to actualize more in your life by moving forward one step at a time and not sitting around waiting for the right time, the right choice, the right answer, and if you do it the right way, then then everything will be right and perfect and you can go forward then. If you keep moving forward, remember the universe will guide you and it will steer you. And sometimes, yeah, in ways and places you never thought possible or that you thought were part of the plan. But there is a bigger plan out there. And what would it be like to just trust yourself, trust your own knowing, and keep moving forward with gratitude and acknowledgement for where you've been and where you're headed. And not judging whether you're making the right choice or the wrong choice. Just keep moving. What if, and I'll say it again because I know some of you didn't hear me, what if there was no wrong choice? And everything that doesn't allow that, where you destroy and uncreate it, times a godzillion. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys, meons. If you have any questions or you'd like to talk to me, you can call 202-570-7057. I'd love to talk to you. Otherwise, I'll see you after the break.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Who said life had to be hard and disempower you? What if all of life really could come to you with ease and joy? What if everything you saw as a wrongness of you was actually one of your greatest strengths? What if you could wake up every morning with a newfound sense of empowerment? Join Venus Castleberg to discover a world of infinite possibilities. Every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, Morning Musings goes live on the Venus Castleberg CF Facebook page. What magic can we create every day?
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, welcome back. This is Venus. And today we're talking about actualizing the impossible. And just to recap a real quick, actualizing the impossible starts with acknowledging and having gratitude for where you are, what you have, already. And that creates the magnetism for more of that. So what is awareness? I wonder. Do you have an idea? What is it that you are aware of that you've never acknowledged? And anything that doesn't allow you to trust yourself, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate that now, please? Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and meows. Awareness is a whisper. And it's like for me, I notice awareness, it comes, it's instantaneous, it's fast, it usually knocks my socks off. Like, I'm like, whoa, I didn't see that coming. I didn't even think of that as a possibility. And the minute you think about it, or you're thinking, there's a saying, if you're thinking, you're stinking. And basically it just means that when you've gone into your head, you're calculating, you're trying to figure out, again, if you're making the right choice, if you're making the wrong choice, rather than just being like, wow, that's my awareness. My awareness is, you know, to move. My awareness is to go to this event. My awareness is to be in this class, like to say hi to that random person. It may seem random to you, and yet there's always something happening, always. So if, let's just say that, you know, you happen to be the one thing. I've heard many stories like this. If you're the one person, and I'm not telling you to go out and say hi to everybody and smile at everybody. I mean, the world might be better for it, but that's your choice. And at the same time, if you follow the awareness of that one person to acknowledge them, to just say hello, to smile, to just acknowledge their being on this planet, I can't tell you how many stories I've heard about, like, how that's turned things around for people. People who maybe who were suicidal. And again, this isn't from a judgment and that you should. It's more from, what does your awareness tell you? What is not the have to or it's appropriate, but is this one person? And maybe you don't say hi to anybody else, but you just have this niggling inside of you as you're walking down the street that this one person could use a hello. And there, it's not even a cognitive thought, and it's not even a reasoning, a rationalization. It's just a knowing that, and then that knowing that you said hello to somebody, you may never know what the results of those actions are. And yet trusting yourself that awareness created something in the world, even if you never see what that is. There is always something greater at work. And if you follow your own gut, I mean, I'll just use gut feelings. Like, we have these gut feelings of like, I really shouldn't do that, or I really should do that. Not should, but it really is light to do that. It really would create greater in the world, in the kingdom of we. And then there are times that it wouldn't, or that it's not. Like for me, with where I live, you know, I love where I live. Love where I live. It's so beautiful here. And I just know that this isn't where I need to be right now. It doesn't mean I wouldn't come back. I might someday. I don't know that. That's not the whisper of the universe that I'm getting right now. The whisper of the universe is it's time. This is, there's somewhere else I want you to be. There's other people I want you to meet. There's other events and experiences I want you to have. And then trusting that, you know, But awareness is often a whisper, and it's subtle, and it's a slight niggling. Most of us, though, are sitting around waiting for the 2x4. We're like, I want the 2x4 to hit me upside the head to make it blatantly obvious that this is what I need to choose or where I need to go or what I need to be doing. And it's not that way. The wind that blows your sails, once you put your sails up and you're moving forward, you're in action, the wind can be really subtle, but it can steer you onto a completely different track, into a completely different way of being or a different reality, if you let it. But if you fight it, or you try to make it right, or you try to make it wrong, or you make yourself wrong, judgment stops creation. So if you're judging yourself and you're judging your choices, you stop what's possible. You stop the creation. Moving forward with that subtle niggling isn't a 2x4. It isn't always the most obvious choice. It isn't usually in alignment with what you think you should be doing. It's often something completely different. And yet, what if that completely different track is where everything you've asked for and so much more is? Not the direction you think it is, but the direction the whispers guide you to. And sometimes, yeah, it's a pull on, it's a tug on your heart. It's something that really says, yes, I want this. I desire this in my life. But remember when I said those things that you think you want have an energy that they're going to give you? And what if that energy doesn't show up in any way you think or imagine? What else is really possible? It's a great question that we ask a lot in Ask Access Consciousness, is what else is possible here? And then, would you be willing to also follow your knowing, even if nobody else went with you, even if nobody else supported you? And anything that doesn't allow that, we destroy and uncreate it times a godzillion. Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and mans. A lot of times the universe asks us to do something different, completely different, not differently. So the difference between differently and different is differently is like changing your, you're sitting down and you change your position on your seat and you sit down. To do something different would be to get out of your chair and do a handstand or a cartwheel, right? That's something completely different than sitting in your chair a different way, differently. So what are the things that you've been trying to do differently? Instead of being willing to do something completely different that would actualize the impossible in your life quicker than you imagined, and probably even far grander than you could ever imagine possible, would you destroy and uncreate all that times a godzillion? Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And then you can start with the gratitude and the acknowledgement of how far you've come, what you have, and that becomes a magnet for more. Another question you can ask is, you know, what do I need to do different to actualize this with total ease? And anything that doesn't allow that, we destroy and uncreate it times a godzillion. Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and meons. And then what do I need to see? What do I need to do to actualize this with total ease? Anything that doesn't allow that, we destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, bottle, nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. What would you be willing to do different and be different to actualize everything you've asked for and so much more with total ease? Anything doesn't allow that, we destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, bottle, nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. What can you be or do different to create greater and have more fun and money right away with total ease? Anything that doesn't allow that, we destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, bottle, nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. So being grateful, acknowledging what you already have, and doing things different than you ever imagined possible are just a couple of ways that you can actualize the impossible with total ease. And anything that doesn't allow you to acknowledge you and acknowledge how far you've come and what you have achieved in your life, you have achieved so much. You have. I don't even know you, and I know you have achieved so much. But we forget because it's not in the forefront. The things that we see in the forefront, the things that we've already deemed as a problem, if we've changed something, we often forget that we've changed it. So how many times have you had an ache or a pain in your life and you were like, yep, I had an ache and a pain, I forgot, but then it got better and you completely forgot about it until somebody brings it up and you're like, oh my gosh, you're right, I did. So would you be willing maybe this week to write down and acknowledge what you have accomplished, how far you have come, what you do have, and allow that to draw more to you? And then next week on the show, we'll talk about receiving the impossible. Did you know you don't have a money problem? You only have a receiving problem. Did you know you don't have a relationship problem? You only have a receiving problem. And I use problem loosely. I don't really believe that you have a problem. But we've deemed these things as problems. And what if it had nothing to do with what we thought it did? And it was just about being willing to receive. Receive what the universe desires to gift us. Receive what is truly possible. The universe desires to give you so much, and all we have to do is learn how to receive it. There really is $1 billion already asking for your attention right there. There is $1 billion waiting for you, and all you have to do is be willing to receive it. Everything you've asked for and so much more is already there. What if you just had to turn a switch, flip a molecule, turn the molecules of receiving on to be able to receive what it is that the universe wants to gift you? And it wants to gift all of you, not just one of you, not just the worthy ones, not just the right ones, not just the correct ones, not just the ones that are doing the best. It wants to gift all of you. And all we have to do is learn how to receive it. So next week we'll talk all about receiving and we'll play with that lovely little tool of manifesting, actualizing the impossible through receiving what we've already deemed as impossible. And if you'd like to call back, come back next week. I'd love for you guys to call in. You're welcome to call in and ask any questions. If you think of them this week, you can jot them down. And then just a reminder to acknowledge how far you've come and be grateful for what you do have. And I'm grateful for having you guys here and those of you who are listening. And we will talk to you next week on Outside the Impossible with Venus Castleberg.